The IRS sent out the first payments of the new monthly child tax credit yesterday, totaling about $15 billion and reaching 35 million families, according to the agency. The payments came months after President Joe Biden signed the policy into law as part of the latest round of COVID-19 relief. He celebrated the start of that program yesterday.
It's one of the largest ever single tax cuts for families with children. And it's a reflection of our belief that the people of this country who need a tax cut aren't the folks at the top. They've got plenty of tax cuts. They're doing just fine. But it's the people in the middle, the folks who are struggling.
We're talking about this change in policy toward what some are calling a guaranteed income for families and what you need to know about getting those payments. You can join in at 800-642-1234. It's just the first few days, but have you seen one of these payments show up in your bank account? If you think you're eligible, what are you planning to do with the money? Do you think this idea of paying families who are raising kids is good public policy? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Erwin Garfinkel is co-director of the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. He was previously the director of the Institute for Research on Poverty at UW-Madison. Erwin, welcome back to Wisconsin.
Thank you, and go Bucks.
Definitely. Now, these payments started going out this week. Can you give us the basics? Who is getting what here?
So families that have one child that's 6 to 17 get $300 a month. A child that is 0 to 5 gets $350 a month.
And does that add up per kid then, for all kids in those age ranges?
Yes, that's per child, yes.
Now, we've had the earned income tax credit, which, as I understand it, is kind of in the same ballpark as this policy. What is different about the approach under these new tax refunds, rebates, credits, whatever we're calling them?
Well, first of all, the earned income tax credit is just for children who live in poor and a little bit near poor families, lower middle class, middle class. They're not eligible for the earned income tax credit. The child tax credit is nearly universal. Only the very richest families don't get any benefits. And the big change from current policy is that it's threefold. One is that all children under before this program under the federal income tax would get a $2,000 per year credit, except the poorest children, poorest third of children, didn't have enough income to offset their tax liability, so they got less than the $2,000, and the poorest tenth got nothing. And so the first thing is it makes the credit refundable so that everyone gets the credit, even if you have no income. Second, it raised the $2,000 to $3,000 for children age 6 to 17, and for $3,600 for children below age 5. And the third difference is the old tax credit you could only get once a year while you filed your income taxes. Now the benefit is being paid monthly. Effectively, it converts the child tax credit into a universal, near universal child allowance.
What do you see as the benefits of doing it this way, of this kind of policy?
Oh, the benefits are enormous. So we estimate that for every dollar spent, society gets $8 in return. And the biggest benefit is from, the biggest single benefit is from improvements in child health. And those improvements in child health last throughout their lifetime. They will live longer. As a consequence of improved health, they will earn more. They will get more education, and they'll pay more taxes. they'll be less involved in crime. They will need less child protective services. It's an incredibly good investment.
We are talking about the new child tax credit, money just hitting bank accounts this week. Erwin Garfinkel is with us from the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on this program, your questions about it, maybe your experiences if you're seeing this pop up already, if you're a parent who's eligible for these credits. Let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jeremy is with us in Kaukauna. Jeremy, hi.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about, Jeremy?
Well, my wife and I received our first payment. We have two little ones, and I wanted to say I'm very thankful. I've had to, choose to do a side hustle in order to supplement our family's income and be able to keep our head above water. And I appreciate the structure of this tax credit instead of getting a windfall at the end of the year, that it helps with the monthly budgeting.
Jeremy, and what do you have thoughts on what this is going to allow you to do or change, if anything?
I'm spending a little bit more time home. I'm pulling back on some of that extra work that I do outside of my full-time job. But I think that we're going to try and, make memories with the kids, maybe get some karate lessons going for my son, and, find ways to, help stimulate the local economy, but also, plan for the future. I started the EdVest account, so starting to look forward to college for the kids because of this expanded credit, and I hope that they're able to renew it, long term, like Janet Yellen said that she supported.
Jeremy, thanks a lot for that call. Jeremy shared his experience there. He raises a couple of interesting points. First of all, he said that monthly thing makes a difference for him as opposed to that once a year at tax refund time. Even if it's the same amount of money, does that make a difference if it's monthly versus all at once?
Yes, it does. It's definitely what he said. I thought the other two other things he said were very interesting. One, that he would spend the money on children, and that's what the research shows overwhelmingly. The other thing that was interesting is that he will cut back on overtime work, a second job. Most of the conservatives are always talking about this is terrible. People will work less. Well, most of the less work is actually wives, but the second biggest thing are people who are working like him, two jobs, which is crazy for the family, crazy for the child. So he was right on in everything he said. That's remarkable first call.
Jeremy, thanks a lot for that call. And Jeremy raised a point that we haven't gotten to yet, Erwin. This is not scheduled at present, as I understand it, to go on forever. Can you talk about the timeline when this is supposed to expire, at least under the current law?
Yeah, he touched on so many points. Thank you, Jeremy. So, yes, it's only for 1 year. It was passed as part of the Emergency Relief Act, and we're not out of the recession that was caused. Well, we're not out of the great unemployment. Officially, we are out of the recession, but we're still 6 million jobs short. So this is it will act to help us get those jobs back. And even for a year, this will for every dollar spent, it'll generate $8. Making it permanent will mean that will happen every single year, that we spend roughly $100 billion, and it generates benefits of over $800 billion.
Jeremy, thanks for that call. We're talking to Erwin Garfinkel, co-director of the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. He's with us today to talk about the new monthly child tax credit, which started sending payments out this week. and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you support this idea of giving most families, as we heard, everyone except some at the very top of the income spectrum, this guaranteed income, in effect, to help with the cost of raising kids? Do you worry about it leading people to be less motivated to work? Have you gotten this payment yourself? What does it mean to you? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. The conversation continues coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now about the child tax credit now coming to many families in the form of monthly payments that started this week. Erwin Garfinkel is with us from the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. And you could join in with your thoughts on the child tax credit, your questions about it, your experiences with it. If you're already seeing it show up in your bank account, what are you going to do, if anything, different than you did without that credit? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Mark is with us in Hartford. Mark, hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just kind of have more of a comment or would be interested in hearing opinions on this. I'm married and we have no kids, and we decided not to have kids just due to the kind of climate and everything else going on. But as somebody whose spouse works full time, you know, doesn't make a ton of money an hour, but, you know, is doing the best that they can, it feels kind of, you know, rough when, you know, you think somebody who might have had three, maybe four kids is able to bring home potentially even more than, you know, a full time working adult could, you know, after taxes and everything said and done. You know, just because they chose to have, you know, kids and we didn't. And, you know, obviously I'm all for especially low-income people getting help and assistance that they need. But it feels kind of rough as somebody who could definitely, you know, use the money is still impacted by everything going around.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. So concerns, Erwin, maybe about unfairness to people who don't have kids. What do you think of that concern?
Well, it's a legitimate concern. I'm glad Mark called in and asked the question. But it is the case that the future of the country depends upon children. And raising children is very expensive. And not just for the poor, it's very expensive for lower middle and middle income families as well. And assisting families with children, we're the only rich industrialized nation that doesn't have a universal child allowance. We led in free public education, and that was wise on our part, but we lag in cash assistance, and this is a massive step forward for us as a nation. And it will be an investment that returns benefits to even people like Mark who don't have children.
Mark, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Nicole in Brookfield. Nicole, hello.
Hi. Just to echo the previous caller's sentiments, I do agree. It does kind of, there's a slippery slope because where does it leave people, you know, who don't have kids? But I understand off at age 17. My question is, if this is for the future, how does this really, how does this work? Because 17 and 18-year-olds, you know, they're going to college, they're seniors in high school, most of them, and they tend to be very expensive. You know, college is expensive, high school is expensive.
You're cutting in and out, Nicole. I think I get the gist, the age cutoff here. I think you said kids up to 17 are eligible here, Erwin. Gets a little confusing because I think 17-year-olds weren't eligible for some of the stimulus incentive payments. But Nicole says, why not those 18-year-olds? They may still be dependents, and they can be pretty darn expensive.
True. I can't disagree with that. But Rome wasn't built in a day. This is a step, a huge step in the right direction. I can't disagree with Nicole's point.
Thanks for that call, Nicole. Andrew joins us now calling from Madison. Andrew, hello.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and say that my wife works full-time. I'm a stay-at-home parent. We can right now afford to send one of our children to daycare, and with the tax credit, we'll be able to send the other to daycare. Mm. And that's going to make it so I'll actually be able to afford to work, because right now, me trying to find a job, we would have to, you know, find a way to pay for daycare as well. So, you know, working is sort of, you know, an uncertainty without the tax credit.
Andrew, thanks for the call. That's an interesting angle, Erwin, the idea that it could free up people like Andrew to pay for childcare and then get back in the job market.
Yeah, I agree. That is interesting. And it's contrary a little bit to economic theory. But I think economic theory is wrong in this case. Andrew being a contrary example, and I don't think he'll be the only one. So I'm glad to hear from him. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. We are talking to Erwin Garfinkel, co-director of the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University, looking at the child tax credits, part of the latest COVID relief package, monthly checks or direct deposits more likely just started this week. They will expire. There's a year worth of them passed by law, at least so far. You could join in with your thoughts, questions, and let us know if you're seeing those payments and what you're doing with them, if you're willing to share that, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Erwin, I think a question some people might have is, this isn't means tested. If the goal here was something like poverty relief, why not focus this on lower income people? Why does it go up all the way through middle and even into upper middle class?
It's not just the poor who will benefit, and the children of lower middle income children. It'll be a less proportionate increase in their income for middle-income children. Even lower middle-income children, proportionately, it will be less. But the evidence is very clear that the children will benefit up to pretty much through the upper income. The bottom four-fifths of children are likely to be better off because their parents will get more income. The increase will be less for the upper middle, the top fourth of the distribution, but it will be positive still. It doesn't go to zero, the benefits of these child allowances, till very high in the income distribution. I don't have time to go into the study, and there's not a lot of research on this particular question, but there's one wonderful piece of research from Norway that shows exactly what I'm saying. It comes from the oil boom in Norway. So we're not all Norwegians. That's the problem. We can't. And Norway is different institutionally. But actually, Wisconsin's got a fair number of Norwegians.
Let's go back to our callers now. Adam is with us in Sparta. Adam, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is, my stepson, my wife, and his father share taxes every other year, and right now his father is going to get the refund, even though he lives with us full time. I'm curious how that can affect us at the end of the year.
Adam, thanks for the call. Now, this is going to be a common situation, a lot of mixed custody arrangements, step-parent arrangements like that. Erwin, do you know how that's going to be untangled with these checks or direct deposits?
I wish I did. It's a very important, interesting question. You're pushing me beyond my knowledge. I don't know how that will be. I'm ignorant. Sorry.
Me too, unfortunately. Adam, good luck in untangling that. Time for one more caller. Rebecca is with us in Fort Atkinson. Rebecca, hi.
Hi there.
I was just calling. I got my tax credit this week. I have two little girls. And one of the things that I just kept thinking was that this money kind of buys time and some mental relief in thinking about sort of enrichment things that I can do with my kiddos that I wasn't able to do prior to this, and just a little bit more space. The cost of childcare is astronomical while teachers don't earn very much, and it just takes a huge chunk out of sort of space to think about other things to do with the kids and frees up a little bit of time and money and energy.
Rebecca, thanks a lot for sharing your story. Appreciate it. Erwin, in just our last minute, what are you watching for now as we figure out the impact, not just on Rebecca, but nationwide of these payments?
We're watching to see how much poverty is reduced. We're estimating almost by half. We're also seeing what parents will spend their money on. And Rebecca's story, and I'm forgetting now the other person who talked about childcare, the name, but that is very common. And we have evidence from not the U.S., but from the United Kingdom, when they did a similar policy, that parents spent the money on children.
Erwin, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Erwin Garfinkel, co-director of the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University. He was with us today to talk about the start of the new monthly child tax credit. The IRS started sending out payments for that program yesterday. People up for a direct deposit of tax refunds should have started seeing those payments in their bank accounts as early as yesterday. Others may see checks in the mail instead.